The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
The Bill Myers Show.
And he is Mr. Outdoors, Greg Roberts. RogueWeather.com. Outdoor report sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linex on Airway Drive in Medford. Greg, welcome back. It's going to be a great weekend, but we're kind of back to winter. And you're really saying that this is going to be going on for a while longer than we might think, not just a weekend of showers. Why don't you break it down for us, please?
Yeah, good to be back, Bill. And, yeah, I heard Bobby J. basically give you the talking points, the high points, if you will, of the forecast through the weekend, which is right. We start off with, you know, the chance for rain here and there, and it is mainly going to be more showers, on-again, off-again showers, than it is a steady state rain, okay, regardless of where you are in the area. It's also going to be light in its amount. So it's not going to be a total rain out kind of a thing. It's just what I would term it, nuisance.
Okay.
And it will be here and gone through the weekend. Then we do catch the break on Sunday, kind of a day like yesterday, an interval day, if you will. But then when we get to next week, well, next week is officially spring break week for kids in Oregon. And one of the truest things I think that has developed is the fact that you cannot count on good weather during Oregon spring break. It just seems like we will always see cloudy, rainy, wet, even snowy conditions develop. And that's exactly what we're going to see this year. In fact, 2 years ago, we went through a record streak of sunny, dry weather in January and February, and then things started to turn in March. And then by the time we hit spring break, it was just really stormy, heavy rain, heavy mountain snow. The daughter most definitely did not appreciate the fact that Mother Nature did that to her. You know, and obviously a lot of parents who wish the kids could get outside and be doing things don't appreciate it either, because next week, yeah, it does not look to be on and off again showers. It looks to be far more steady state, even significant amounts of rain and mountain snow. And what the forecast models are showing us is for people who want to travel through the Cascades, especially, there is a higher risk now of winter driving conditions developing. The one thing that may save us, the road surface temperatures really warmed up, shot up during all that nice, sunny, warm weather that we had. So I think, you know, we're at the time of year where your worst impact would be overnight and early morning hours. If you can avoid that, you're probably not going to have too much trouble, because a week from Sunday, that's the end of winter driving season. You will have to take your studs off if you have them on. There is not going to be an extension this year. That's already been announced. So, like I said, if you still have them on, or if you even put them on now, you have to have them off by a week from Sunday.
Okay. Well, we'll duly note that. How long do you think before we break into the real spring, since we were given kind of a false taste of it these last few days? Are we looking for a week, a two-week thing, a three-week thing? Do we even know?
Honestly, the way things are setting up right now, we could be, you know, at least 3-4 weeks out from it. So about this time in April.
Okay.
Which, of course, pear blossoms coming up in that time frame. And that's another event that it almost seems like you can almost count on it being, you know, weather impact, rain, snow. I mean, we've literally seen it snowing in the morning setting up for pear blossoms.
Oh, I know. Pear blossom days I have broiled in the parade. There were pear blossom days I froze and had hail on me. I mean, it could be anything, really.
Yeah, and we're too far out now to know exactly for sure, but the going trend in that time frame would be cooler than average, wetter than average.
Okay. Cooler than average, wetter than average then. I'm trying to think if I can actually fertilize and do weed kill, because I have, you know, with me, I just have weed patches. That's all I have. I don't have lawns. I have weed patches with an occasional blade of grass that comes through. Just an occasional.
You go out and you nurture so lovingly, but
oh, I do. You know, I had a neighbor that was telling me, you know, Bill, I have so much moss in the background or in the backyard here. A neighbor was telling me, I got all this moss in the background. I don't know what to do because it's pretty and it's green, but if I kill the moss and try to grow lawn, then it's going to be brown and ugly. I said, well, at least the moss is green, right? We're laughing about this.
Well, okay, so right there I picked up on a lot of things. No, if you manage to eradicate the moss and you can get the grass to grow, it's a shaded area that retains water.
Yep, so that's it.
That's why the moss is there. If you can get grass to grow in that, because that might almost be too much of a good thing for grass, because grass does well where sun can get to it. So if you can get it to grow, because it may even be too damp for grass, but the trick to that is to eradicate the moss, do a lot of treatment, add sand mix to the soil.
Yeah, I was thinking about just kill the moss and then concrete. I think that works really well. Concrete.
Yeah, well, there's the simple solution.
Hey, before we take off, though, Greg.
Artificial grass, whichever.
That actually might not be the worst way to go, the artificial grass. They're much better now than they used to be. Hey, before we take off, though, where would you go other than skiing? Is there any other outdoor activity you think will be pretty cool in this more wintry pattern over the next few days? Is fishing actually helped out by that, or do the rivers get blown out and the lakes go to sleep?
Yeah,
what do you think?
The rivers can get blown out, and especially, you know, having taken a look at the Umpqua this week, the Umpqua is borderline to begin with, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about the entire system. So any more rain into that is absolutely going to blow it out, but the lower Rogue in the bay, spring Chinook are showing up.
Oh.
People are getting into springers right now. I would tend to want to get down into the bay and then fish those slack tide periods, because there's enough water volume coming down in the river that it's pulling the springers into the bay. Springers don't tend to loiter in the bay the way the fall run fish will, but they're in there right now and they're pushing up. So that would be a really good opportunity.
All right. Appreciate the take on that, Mr. Outdoors. And you go get a bit of cough syrup or something. Allergies, right?
Yes.
Got to be.
It absolutely is allergies. And I'll tell you what, you know, as I get older, the old thing they used to say was, when you get older, you get fewer colds. Well, now we've got a whole new spate of colds running around thanks to COVID and the mutations and everything it did. But you do tend to become more sensitive with allergies as you get older. And when I was a kid, allergies was something that never bothered me.
Never had it either.
Every year getting older now, they hit me worse and worse. And it's just, oh my goodness, really?
Every spring, though, spring's a bad one for me. I know the thing being, and I agree with you, and the challenge that I'm trying to stay away from allergy medication, because it's not good for the brain, dementia, things like that. There's a lot of research on these things. You try to avoid these kind of things unless you absolutely have to take them. But most of the allergy and cold and sinus medications, they're not really good for you. That's the sad side of it. But
yeah, that is the sad side of it. And if you're a chronic habitual user of those things, you do elevate your risk of other things, and you mentioned it, like dementia. I'm not, and I will do everything short of I can. And then yesterday I finally caved and got some Claritin into me, and boom, immediate improvement.
Oh, in other words, you could breathe again. Yeah, I get that. All right.
Yeah.
Well, doctor,
case, the nasal drip, and the worst isn't that it's a runny nose down your face. It's actually going the other direction in your throat, which triggers the cough. But as soon as I got the Claritin into me, that pretty much came to an end, and I had a great day yesterday, and I was like, okay, I fought it as long as I could, but
well,
here we go.
Well, I'm going to take a couple of days off on Monday and Tuesday, and I don't care if it's going to be raining and storming or, you know, whatever it is, Monday, Tuesday of next week, and then I'll be back on Wednesday, Wheels Up Wednesday, and I'll talk to you on Friday at our normal time. Welcome back to the Friday deal, though. I'm glad to have you back on, Mr. Outdoors, okay? You take care.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, after we did Monday's show and then we were talking about we're back to Fridays now, boy, did I hear from people, I sure miss when you guys were doing 2 days a week.
Well, you know, when you come on, it means the weekend's coming, all right?
Fridays.
People know it, all right? We'll see you then. You take care.
You got it.
Mr. Outdoors, Greg Roberts, RogueWeather.com. Outdoor Report sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linex on Airway Drive in Medford. Another great sponsor of my program, Jay Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland and Grants Pass. And I am still an accumulator of gold and or silver right now. I'm kind of liking gold, especially because the big central banks and the big financiers are buying gold. And they're not buying it, I think, to speculate. They're thinking like, okay, they're thinking just in case too, and they're probably not putting them in gold-backed IRAs where it could be seized by Joe Biden's government if they ever needed to get a little bit of couch under the cushion seats kind of thing. And Jay Austin, of course, can help you with that. You can talk with him. Call him at 482-3715. Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street. And 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Jay Austin supports my show. They fearlessly support the message of freedom, independence, and conservative viewpoints. If you don't know them, you need to get to know them. Jay Austin in Ashland and Grants Pass, jayaustinbrokers.com, grantspasscoins.com, and also fortunereserve.com, their online portal.
If your tools and equipment are rolling around in your pickup bed and trailer, Two Dogs Fabricating will get you organized with racks, hooks, hangers, baskets, and sleeves. Two Dogs provides whatever you need to be efficient and ready when you roll up on a job site. And if you're looking for a unique work bed or trailer, sketch it on a napkin and bring it in. Just a little direction and you'll say, that's exactly what I was thinking. Two Dogs Fabricating, a working man's best friend. Oh, besides your dog, of course. On Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We're also watching gas prices soar yet once again as we now begin our trek back to $4 a gallon gasoline. This is Joe Biden's economy. And what is Joe doing in the meantime? Let's see. In an effort to, I guess, buy favor from people so they vote for them, the administration, starting next week, 78,000 additional public service workers, including teachers, firefighters, nurses. And I love these people, but they're going to now get emails about nearly $6 billion in debt cancellation, the student loan cancellation under the debt loan forgiveness program. Well, why are we taking money away from people that do other jobs to pay for loans that people willingly took out themselves?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
My Pillows, Mike Lindell is so passionate. He wants every American to get a great night's sleep. And this started with the original My Pillow. And then after the original pillow, he focused on bedding and then created his now famous Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. You've heard me raving about them. Well, now is the time to upgrade your bedding. Give these Giza Dream Sheets a try. And for a limited time, you can purchase a queen size set for $59.98 or a king size set for just $10 more. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for these deep discounts. They appreciate all of your support during these times. And the way they say thank you, well, they're going to give you free shipping on many of their MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, check out their Giza Dream Sheets. You can also get 60% off their original My Slippers, or you can just call, mention my name, 800-919-6090. Free shipping, deep discounts, mention my name, Hannity, or just go to MyPillow.com. And the Sean Hannity Square.
This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me, 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment, or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Meyer Show on KMED.com.
This is The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
728. MSM writes me this morning, the email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. Hi, Bill. I hope the Republican Party got something in the voter's handbook against the expansion of our county commissioners. I recall in another election you mentioned there was no opposition to some egregious proposition because it cost $400 to include one. This was Measure 113 that I was thinking about, Mary. Okay. It was Measure 113. There's nothing about that, nothing against it. And I suspect it was because a lot of the, shall we say, more mainstream Republicans actually wanted the conservatives kicked out. They want them gone because it gets in the way of reaching across the aisle.
I'm being a little sarcastic, as you can tell. I can't help it. Okay. I have a feeling you're going to see quite a bit more on these Josephine County and Jackson County charter changes, which all of them need to go down, and they need to go down hard, okay? And Mary continues, I hope to see Danny Jordan's rebuttal to this Denise Krause boondoggle in the voter's handbook. I don't think you're going to see one from Danny. Everyone else is going to be doing it, though, I think, okay? And she asks, please tell me our party managed to get the $400 to do this. I can't answer that one way or the other. I guess we'll find out after Monday. Monday's the deadline. And I know that there are many people working on this. Okay? All right. 729 and John Ondrasik, Five for Fighting. Great guy. Wonderful artist. I'm hoping to talk with him in a few minutes and catch up with what he's up to. And he's trying to help music in the schools, which I think is a laudable goal. Great artist and a wonderful human, as far as I'm concerned. We'll kick it around coming up soon.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millett Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millett Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of four Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on five styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on three styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. At the UN Security Council this morning, China and Russia vetoed a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring that an immediate ceasefire in Gaza is imperative. The vote came as Secretary of State Blinken was in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and members of his war cabinet. The New York Post reports a group of over 100 migrants attempted to enter the U.S. illegally by rushing a border wall yesterday. It happened in El Paso, Texas. They broke through razor wire fencing and knocked over guards in the process. A federal appeals court this week set a U.S. government requirement that cigarette packs and advertisements contain graphic warnings about the dangers of smoking is constitutional. It was a victory for the Biden administration and a defeat for the tobacco industry. This is SRN News.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Grammy nominee and just overall great guy. John Ondrasik joins me this morning. John, it is a pleasure to have you on. I've never had the pleasure of speaking with you, and I consider it a great Friday when you're on. Welcome. How are you, sir?
Thank you, but appreciate it.
John, it was interesting. I'm looking back at your history, and I want to talk about your Music Matters Challenge in just a minute, but I had to ask a question. You had these great songs like 100 Years, and of course, Superman, post 9/11. You also have the new pro-Israeli song, which we should talk about too. And you've talked about Ukraine, various other things. But you were kind of a heavy metal guy for a while early in your career, and then you went back to the piano where you say you belong. And I'm kind of curious, did you intend then to become a guy who writes songs and sings songs that makes big, strapping, strong men tear up? Was that your goal to go after us? I have to ask you.
My goal is just sing a song and have one person in the audience, because for a long time I couldn't even get that. It's funny. You're right, though. You know, I kind of grew up on the classic rockers, and I was actually in a band out of college with all the ex-members of Pat Benatar's band. They were all 40. I was 22, and we were trying to do like the Bon Jovi thing. And then this little band called Nirvana came out. And all of a sudden, the hair bands went away, and I, as you mentioned, I went back to the piano and started writing like the songs I had been my whole life, and so it kind of turned out well for me. But yeah, you know, I think the songs are just things we think about every day, and And, you know, every man needs a good cry once in a while, Bill. So, you know, I'm with you on that one.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering if it was just me, because I'm like, all right, John, love you, brother. But hey, man, it's really getting me. It's almost like.
Love you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But the music some way is like. It's almost like Vince, okay, who's the guy? Don McLean and Paul Williams had a love child. It's you, you know? But
amazing.
Hey, let's talk about it. Like I said, you're an amazing artist. Are you going out on tour again pretty soon again? Can we see you up here in the Pacific Northwest? Do you know?
Yes, I'm actually off to starting a tour with an amazing string quartet. Starting next week, we'll be playing the Midwest, and then I'm actually taking a little detour to Israel for a week, and then I'll be on the West Coast. We will be in Portland at the Aladdin Theater.
Good.
At the end of April, and you know, swinging down from Washington through Oregon down to SoCal. So we will be there with the amazing quartet, and it's there's nothing more beautiful than your neck of the woods, so I can't wait for it.
I am looking forward. I'm hoping there's a way we can go see it, because a string quartet, is this different, or have you done this before, that way?
I have. You know, I started doing symphony shows that were amazing, and we wanted to take it to smaller markets, so I have these amazing Broadway players. My violin player just won a Tony Award, and it's a very intimate show, and having them play on songs like Superman and 100 Years takes them to another level, so... It's really a wonderful way to see a show, and I am in awe of them every night.
Something that I am totally in support of is you're trying to help music in the schools, because music for me in high school was one of the reasons that kept me happy in school. It was my happy place, so to speak, even though I was a really good student otherwise. What is this Music Matters Challenge that you've set up for the schools?
You know, a year and a half ago, I went into an inner city school in Chicago that had lost their music teacher called Farragut Academy, and we wrote a song called Let Music Fill My World. We recorded it. The kids wrote the whole lyric. We made a video, and through that process, we raised $250,000 for a music teacher for their school for 3 years, and that school now has a music teacher, and we wanted to take that nationally. So I partnered with the Tolman Foundation, an amazing philanthropic foundation, to start this Music Matters Challenge. And what it is everybody in America can make a little video, tell a story about a music teacher or someone who made a difference in their lives through music, sing a little bit of Let Music Fill My World, or play it on an instrument, or dance to it, and upload it to our letmusicfillmyworld.com website. And at the end of April, we will have 10 finalists, and the public will vote on winners. We'll have a grand prize winner who will sit with me and Kaylee Tolman, and we will provide another music teacher for a school in need. They'll win $10,000. And there's a school prize where schools can compete and win a $25,000 grant. But what it really is a start of an effort to make sure every kid in America has a music teacher in their school. 4 million kids don't right now, and we're going to fix that.
Letmusicfillmyworld.com. Great deal. Thanks for sharing a bit about that. And what is your main website to find out more about the tour, too?
Yeah, everything's at fightforfighting.com. Very excited to get on tour. Very excited. We'll be launching the Music Matters Challenge on Good Morning America next Tuesday. So there's a lot to do. The world's a crazy place, and, you know, we're all in this together in so many ways.
How seriously have the system come after you, John, when it comes to having a moral point of view in your songs? And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know, look, certainly when you stand up for things, you know, I wrote a song about Afghanistan withdrawal of Ukraine, and now this song about October 7th. You know, there'll be people that are angry with you, and you know, the one thing about the Israel song, you know, is the State of Israel shared it on their social media, and I'm not a Jewish person, but I got a sense of the anti-Semitism and vitriol that people, Jewish people face every day. But look, you know, we're stewards of our kids' future, and there's a lot of problems in the world, a lot of evil actors, and we need to stand up to them. Certainly, I don't have all the answers, but I think music is one way to shine the light on the heroes and the people doing the right thing. And, you know, if there's some flack that comes my way, you know, so be it. You know, I do a lot of work with our troops. Certainly, they're in the front lines of our freedom. You know, the least I can do is write a song when they're risking their lives for our freedom and democracy, and I'm going to continue to do it, and I think we're all on this. We all have a role to play.
John Ondrazik, Five for Fighting.
God love you, man.
Okay, and thank you so much for having come on. And you be well, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about the Music Matters Challenge. Take care, John. Thanks again. 7:39 at KMED, KCMD.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. Friday and Saturday nights, Freddy's features their hickory smoked prime rib. Plus, there's everyday favorites like New York steak, smoked beef brisket, Carolina chicken, pressure fried chicken, hand-dipped beer battered salmon or cod, and more. The menu is designed to please everyone in the family. Easy takeout, too. And stick around on Friday nights for karaoke at 9 p.m. Freddy's is a great place to meet friends or make some. Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point.
Who'll Stop the Rain is a classic 1970 hit from Creedence Clearwater that reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Pop Singles chart. While Millett Construction doesn't know the answer to John Fogerty's question, they do know how to fix your home's foundation if moisture is making it unstable. So don't worry about clouds of mystery pouring confusion on the ground. Millett will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com for a free consultation.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
Hickory dickory duck.
The government is going after TikTok.
TikTok, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
Now a bill has been passed that could see the Beijing-based company sold or banned.
If this was a Brazilian company or a French company or a Canadian company, it wouldn't cause me near the consternation.
What do you think?
To single out TikTok in this way, we believe is dangerous and certainly against freedom of expression.
Talk about it with me, Bill Meyer. Morning, starting at 6 on KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
7:41, 19 before 8, 770-5633 to join in. I didn't get a chance to play much of John Ondrasik's music, but if you remember this song, remember?
I'm 15 for a moment, caught in between 10 and 20, and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways to where you are.
Yeah. He's just Five for Fighting, just an amazing artist, really. And he's taking that show on the road with a four-piece string quartet. That'd be beautiful. And truly a great American, as the case might be. Washington Larry was asking a moment ago. He was just saying, how is he going to get to Israel? Because I guess he's going to tour over in Israel and play that song, OK. That's the song in which he's talking about drawing a moral difference between, you know, the people attacking Israel and Hamas, right? Well, Hamas, rather, I should say, okay? But how's he going to get there? I guess you're still able to get in and out of Israel without too much trouble, Washington Larry. But I didn't think to ask him about that because I figure if he says he's going, then it must be okay to go into the major population centers for right now, okay? All right. What have we got going on here? Klamath Herald News reporting. Let's see what the propaganda coming from the Klamath River is. Now, the reason I bring this up is that an hour from now, Captain Bill Simpson is going to be on for another update, probably the reality of what's going on. But HeraldNews.com reports, KRRC says Klamath River will recover. What? In our lifetime, KRRC? Despite widespread concerns about the initial impact of removing the three remaining Klamath River hydroelectric dams, the organization coordinating the removal says the project is moving ahead as expected. Well, I'm sure that you feel much better about all the dead fish and the millions of cubic yards of clay just thrown onto the banks of the river and the dead ecosystem. But that makes us feel a lot better. Several groups, especially in Siskiyou County, have expressed fear the removals are creating significant damage to the river's water quality, resulted in huge kills of non-native fish and caused deer and other wildlife to die after becoming stuck and unable to escape. A statement from KRRC, which is overseeing removal of the dams, destroying it, says that the dam's removal will to restore the health of the Klamath River and the communities that depend on it, explaining the ongoing process. It says the removal is the largest dam removal and fisheries restoration project in the nation, according to the statement. As in the case with any restoration project, there are short-term invisible impacts followed by long-term recovery. In other words, it's like the Vietnam. We had to destroy the village to save the village. And so that's what we got. All right. I'll just set that aside right now because I can feel. Okay, where's my metoprolol? My blood pressure is going up. We'll talk to Captain Bill about that next hour, 8:30, okay? Open phones here on Find Your Phone Friday. We'll go to the phones. Line one, you are live. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Friday to you, and it's Michael Shaw here.
Michael, how the heck are you? Welcome.
I'm not doing too bad up here in my northern compound, so hanging out, and it's, you know, normal gray clouds and a little damp. It'll be that way for the next week or so.
Good.
But I wanted to jump back to your conversation you were having with Rick in regards to energy. I had actually texted you a link to an Epoch Times article early this morning talking about just that, where they ranked the efficiency of different types of energy. And the only one to get a true A was natural gas, followed by nuclear as an A-. Now, what the article talks about is that the green energy movement generally only looks at two factors when they're deciding what's right for them, whereas these guys look at five different factors, including availability, cost, production cost, ease of use, and everything else. And hydro, surprisingly, actually came in very low rated due to the fact that in today's climate, today's world, it would be very cost prohibitive and regulatory prohibitive to actually set up a new dam.
But you see, that's a political problem, not an energy problem.
No, I understand, but they, they're looking at all those factors.
But the but you see, the point being is that there is political risk here because the gangrene commies are looking to do the same thing to the Columbia system at some point. And I know people say, no, we're not doing that. Hey, there's a reason why Cliff Bentz is holding hearings, has been holding hearings to save the Snake River dams, to stop this. Because, you know, he knows where the bread's being buttered, what side of it's being buttered right now.
Yeah, and that's a big topic of conversation up here is about the Snake River issues and such and the dam removal there. Because there's towns out in eastern Washington, 3 million people will be immediately cut off from any power source if they remove those dams.
That's right.
But you got to read the article because it's really interesting in how they rank them and what came out as being factual information instead of political agenda-driven information.
Yeah, and natural gas and nuclear, of course, would be very, very high. Nuclear, of course, faces political resistance in Oregon, as you well know. But there may come a point in which, you know, things get bad enough that there's no choice. You could see that coming.
You know, one of the other things they mentioned about natural gas was the ease of ramping up and ramping down power plants using nuclear. I'm sorry, using natural gas. And that overrides even coal-powered plants.
Yeah.
Because they can manipulate it as the needs require very easily.
You're right. Coal power plants are kind of meant to be good, big, steady baseload power. It's just there and it's underpinning, you know, the whole grid.
Yeah,
continually.
With coal power, you turn it on, you ramp it up, and you hope it runs for 100 years at the same speed all the time.
Yeah, that's it. And that makes it a very good grid stabilizer. People don't understand that aspect of it. And then and you try to explain that. Listen, stuff coming online and offline, whether it's wind or and solar and everything else, that creates chaotic instability in the grid.
Yeah, so all the quote-unquote green-type energies actually rank lowest out of the ones that they looked at. So it's actually a factual article. You got to look at the link I sent you.
I will. I'll certainly do that, Michael. But remember, where the green energy wins is in the political world right now. That's it. But at some point, I don't know, maybe when you get out to the point and you tar and few a few energy regulators and gangrene types that, you know, I'm talking politically tar and feather, you know, the regulators and the destructors, the destroyers of this kind of stuff, nothing probably changes. They need to be vanquished. They need to be taken out of the decision-making process. And right now they still are. They're still in. You know, they're the people in.
Yeah. It's when you look at the facts, it's really easy to understand what the best routes would be.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is getting people off of agendas to look at facts.
Exactly. And by the way, speaking of facts, a non-fact-based situation, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Remember, DEI didn't earn it. Okay, Michael? Remember that. Spread it around.
Don't even take me down that path because I'll blow the top of my head off. It's crazy.
Okay, I know. All right, take your blood pressure medicine. We'll talk soon, okay? Be well.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
Let me go to the next one. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Brad?
Hey, Brad, a proud member of the SLM, brother.
By the way, the part of the interview I had with John Ondrasik a moment ago that I didn't get a chance to mention, he's Slavic.
No way.
Yes, Slavic.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
The dude is just he's a monster.
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to mention is that now we didn't say I'll bet you he got teased a lot in school because you know what his real first name is?
Oh, I can't imagine.
Vladimir. Vladimir
oh!
John. Vladimir John Ondrasik, right? That's his.
Hey, I wanted to commend you on, God, I don't know how you found that dude, the music guy. What a voice does that guy have?
Oh,
my God.
He's quite a talent, but he's also Slavic, and I knew you'd appreciate it. So maybe if he comes to town, we can sit down, and you can bring the kishka, okay? And we'll have some sauerkraut.
Brother.
Yeah, and we'll do it.
Hey, but as far as music goes, I have been exposed to Harry Chapin.
Mm-hmm.
I've been exposed to Richie Havens. You know, these are people, you know, at our age, younger people. Who the hell's that? And these guys are giants. I music is so healthy for us to listen to. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my friend. Good to hear from you. My brother from another Slovenian mother. Let me go to line three. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Good morning, Francine.
Hi. Listen, I sent you an email, which I'm sure you haven't had a chance to look at yet. And I found an article this morning I'd like to point out because, as you know, I was getting really worked up about how we can get information to people that don't get it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how important this is. Well, there's an article that illustrates very, very well where the power is in the world, as opposed to people thinking that it's governments running the show. The article is about the truth about, you know, the war in Ukraine, and it has so many links in it that that can, you know, it gives real information. And this is, I found this on Lou Rockwell's site this morning.
I went to the
source, which is on a website called The Duran. The author is a guy named Eric Zeus, and it was just, and he has a lot of, I've never heard of him before. So I was really pleased. I owe kudos to Lou Rockwell for turning me on to this fellow.
But, well, there are definitely multiple spheres of influence, okay?
Well, there are.
And who we think, the people who we think are in charge, I think we've been conditioned to think that our government is in charge. And, of course, our government is in charge, certainly, of us to an extent because they can whip us to death, which, you know, they're wont to do, you know, sometimes. But
the governments are not run by themselves. They're run by the really, really wealthy 1%.
Yeah, they're kind of subdivisions of the elite, of certain elites, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think that's anything really surprising, though, to you. Do you think that's I wasn't surprised by that.
I'm not surprised, but what I'm saying is the way this article was written, though, it includes multiple links all throughout the entire article for people to click on. And, you know, they mention something and you can go read more about that particular thing that he's mentioned. And it's just informative, and it might be something good to share with people whom you're trying to educate. That was my point in bringing this article up.
All right. I appreciate the call. And thank you very much. Go to lewrockwell.com, LewRockwell.com. And I know Alice will then say, you got to slow down when you give the web addresses. And I get people that say this. No, I can't do that. You've got to follow along. Let me go to line one. KMED, KCMD, good morning.
Hey, Bill, it's Matt.
Matt, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm keeping it light today.
Good.
First of all, I want to concur. Moss, and I'm going to add blackberry, the absolute bane of my existence when it comes to yard work.
Oh, yeah.
Hate them both. But on the music thing, I was just going to share a story with you. Several years ago, this was in the early 90s, I was with a buddy of mine in a small restaurant in Santa Barbara. And we were just in there getting a bite to eat. And then I see these two guys walk in with guitars. And it was a small restaurant. It might have had maybe 10 tables, just, you know, rounds in there. Anyway, they sit down in the middle of the room and they get out. They start tuning their guitar. And, you know, I turn around like a lot of people did. And we're like, oh, they're going to have music. They're all, okay, that's cool. Everybody goes about their dinner. Everybody's talking. They start playing. The guy stops playing. And he reprimands everybody. And he says, hey, he's not performing here. You need to stop talking. And it was Jim Messina, as in Loggins and Messina.
Jim Messina.
And I was cracking.
So Jim Messina is yelling at everybody because they're not listening to him, right?
He expected everybody to put down their drink and their, you know, potato skins and watch him perform. But nobody cared. And I'm telling you, it was everything I could do to not say, dude, it's not like you're Loggins. You're Messina. Nobody here knows you. Obviously, you walked in. Nobody went, oh, my God, can I get your autograph?
Oh, man. But, you know, see, if he had brought Kenny Loggins with him, no problem. Everyone was, hey, Loggins and Messina, great. You know, mama don't dance, daddy don't rock and roll or whatever, you know, all that kind of stuff.
You can't miss him. And the reason I thought about this is I was listening to Marcy Van Camp and Robin. By the way, top pick to follow up for Rush. You know, there's never going to be another Rush Limbaugh. To go with something I would say is completely different. Those guys are funny as heck. If I can listen, I listen every single day to them too. But they were talking about John Mellencamp losing his marbles at a concert in Ohio recently, where he was based. A guy yelled out because he was telling a story, and a guy yells to the audience. He says, "Hey, let's talk more rock." And then he starts.
That's the wrong thing to say. You know what? I just before you move on. Do you know what John Mellencamp's nickname was in the music industry? In fact, it was even on his albums for a long time in the back, in the credits.
He's got a giant forehead. Would that have anything to do with the giant forehead?
No. It's Little Bastard. Little Bastard.
Oh.
Okay. All right. That was his nickname. True story. Okay. So John Mellencamp gets, less talk, more rock. What did he say? Because I have a feeling he did not respond well.
Oh, no. He told him. He goes, how about I cut 10 songs out of this concert? And he goes, I just walk off the stage. How would you like that? And then people were kind of, no, you know, and just around a little bit. But I've liked a lot of his songs through the years and everything.
Yeah, me too. I've had He's a wonderful artist, right? But he's another one of those guys. I'm thinking like, who was it? Ann Coulter, Shut Up and Sing, you know, is what I wanted to say. He's done some great work. I think Scarecrow was great to bring attention to the American farmer, plight of the American farmer in the mid-'80s and
Absolutely.
Things like that. It was wonderful. I still think that The Lonesome Jubilee was his best album, and he hasn't really had many good albums since. That's just me.
Yeah. You know what? I wonder if the motivation's not there like it was when he was younger and he was climbing the ladder.
Yeah.
You know, you brought up that Farm Aid thing. If I got a second here, do you remember a couple of years ago, it was 2021, that a group of farmers put together a right to food addition to their state constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that story?
Vaguely.
I contacted the group that helped them with that yesterday. It just popped into my head, and I contacted them, and they have memberships and stuff. I got to do a little bit of research on it, but I called them. I said, I thought I was being paranoid after I read what they did. And I said, there had to be a reason for them, you know, putting this on their state constitution. And that's a very blue state, by the way. And she actually lives in Kansas. One representative I spoke to, you can join, like I said, memberships and all that at different levels. But she said, this is a real issue. You have local farmers who are doing the, you know, farm to table kind of a thing and selling back and forth with other farmers and restaurants. And she says, there are people coming after them to prevent them from doing business. And she says, we're creating basically an organization to lobby and get this stuff, you know, put into the state constitution to protect people's rights for to grow cattle, you know, all kinds of livestock. And she said, it's a real issue and it's getting worse.
And there are real attacks in Oregon, too, that are happening right now. People have been sending me links about a particular story. I really haven't had much chance to investigate it yet. But the battle against food is real. You're right about that.
I don't think I'm being paranoid. So I'm going to look into it a little bit more. Maybe I'll have more to say about it later. But that's something that's really important. People need to pay attention to
it. All right. Well, thank you very much because right, you started light, but you ended heavy. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. My bad.
All right.
All right. See you.
See you later. I'll grab one more, and then I'm going to say, hey, call for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. We're going to do that here in a couple of minutes. 770-5633-770-KMED. And hi, who's this? Good morning.
Bill, it's your friend Brad here. Happy Friday morning to you.
Happy Friday. Brad, what's going on?
The topic today is economic vigor and why it matters. You know, a lot of the topics that you're talking about, Bill, things that people hear and they didn't realize that there's an economic nexus in almost, you know, all this stuff. What happens when you tear dams out? Well, you take away the use of the water. When you take away the use of the water, what does that do to the property values, anywhere in that aquatic environment that used to be served by the stored water from the dam?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is it destroys those property values. It's an economic destruction as well as an ecological destruction. If you go over to what used to be the Tule Lake Wildlife Refuge, it is a parched, bleak landscape now where millions of creatures used to be taken care of by the water management policy over there.
And the way things are looking right now, you're going to see a lot of that similarity on the Klamath Restoration Project, the so-called Restoration Project. It's going to be a money sink.
That's exactly right. You know, money doesn't fall out of the sky. Money doesn't grow on trees for people to pick. Economic vigor is created by what? It's created by the hard work of the people that live in a community. And when you take away gigantic segments of, you know, for instance, the ag industry, when you take away all of the economic vigor that comes out of the ag industry, you're really manufacturing poverty for the whole region.
That is a great way to wrap up that call. We got to have you back for another go around, okay, as a guest. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Thank you, Brad.
Take care, Bill.
Brad Bennington, Builders Association of Southern Oregon. It's a minute after 8. Diner 62 Real American Quiz coming up. 770-5633-770-KMED. Oh, my goodness. Today is Clam Chowder Friday. 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special right now on the weekends. And, boy, it's just amazing food. We know that. It's classic roadside dining, serving all the standard Americana. Breakfast and lunch open for indoor dining. Your call ahead for takeout next to the Chevron station just south of White City. If you haven't won this in the last 60 days or so, you can win it next. I have one line left, 770-5633, and we'll start after that, okay? All right.
At Batteries Plus, we want to know, what moves you? Is it an SUV or a motorcycle or a golf cart or a boat? Whatever moves you drives us. Batteries Plus, bringing power to your life. Stop in or shop online at batteriesplus.com.
As the Montana roofing crews travel around Southern Oregon, they like to keep things interesting.
You know, we've been doing so many roofs around the valley, there's not many areas where we don't see our past work.
Ooh, like that one.
Yep, the whole metal package. Roof, siding, flashing, gutters.
Tile job.
Oh yeah, that's a beauty. Luxury home on the hill with tile and copper accents.
Shake.
That traditional barn looks great with that fading shake roof. That one was tricky.
I'm up like 3-0.
Oh wait, I didn't know this was a competition. Composite.
Jinx. Maybe we should just Rochambeau for that one.
Rochambeau? I'm driving. A tie goes to the driver.
Okay, well, I'll give you that one. Metal, you're kidding. Destroyed. 4-1.
Oh, this isn't fair. I got to keep my eyes on the road, and I can't look around and see what else is going on.
While the Fontana Roofing Crew has fun on the way, they're all business when they arrive at your job site. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hey,
ladies, come in and take a look at our Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry.
It certainly is stunning. The jewelry has been worn by actresses on the red carpet at the Oscars.
Ladies can look like a million bucks and no one can tell the difference between the synthetic lab-created stones and gems. And the settings are breathtaking.
Come be dazzled by the Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry on Jackson between Riverside and Central.
It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KCMD Grants Pass, and Translator K294AS Ashland. Oh my goodness. What a sweet yet somber. Yes, the theme from The Godfather. That is the topic of today's Real American Quiz from Diner 62. Hello, Renee. How are you?
Hello.
Now, you've never seen The Godfather, right? No, you don't know anything about it, right?
Well, I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it. Good. Okay, well, you might have an advantage on this. We'll see. All right, let me get back to this here. It was March 24th, this coming Sunday, 1972, The Godfather, three-hour epic chronicling the lives of the Corleones, an Italian-American crime family led by the powerful Vito, played by Marlon Brando, is released in theaters nationwide. Now, the studio production chief, Robert Evans, Renee, approached several directors, including Sergio Leone and Costa Gavras, about The Godfather before reluctantly hiring this relatively unknown kid, 31 years old, Francis Ford Coppola. They didn't like hiring him, okay? Now, in turn, Coppola and Mario Puzo, the book's author, fought to cast Marlon Brando. They wanted Marlon Brando in that role. The head of Paramount and Evans didn't want Marlon Brando. So who did they really want for Vito Corleone? Was it A, Ernest Borgnine? Was it B, Frank Sinatra? Was it C, Dean Martin? D, Laurence Olivier? Or E, Danny Thomas? It's one of those five. I never knew this story. But so tell me what you think. Which one of those five do you think they wanted instead of Marlon Brando?
Maybe Danny Thomas.
Danny Thomas, the look, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
No. Sorry. It's worth trying, right? Let me go to Todd. Hello, Todd. Good to have you on. What are you thinking? So the Ernest Borgnine, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, or Laurence Olivier, who do you think they really wanted to be Vito Corleone?
Ernest Borgnine, because I just like the guy.
Ernest Borgnine, right? Yeah, no. Sorry, Todd. Let me go to Greg next. Hello, Greg. We're getting it whittled down quickly here. So it's not Borgnine, it's not Danny Thomas. One of these three was actually the first pick to be the Godfather. Was it Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, or Laurence Olivier? What do you say?
Well, I've never seen the movie, but I'm going to say Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Yeah. No. I'm sorry. It wasn't Tim. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. I was just thinking. Dean Martin as the Godfather. Oh, hey. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Don's here. Hello, Don. You have a 50-50 shot. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking old Blue Eyes Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. No, it's not that either. I'm just going to go to the next one. The next person wins it by default, I guess. Hi, who are you? Good morning.
Hi, Brent here.
Brent, can you say Laurence Olivier?
I can say Laurence Olivier now.
Yeah. Laurence Olivier, does that make sense to you? I just don't see it. It makes no sense to me. Yeah.
I heard this talked about just recently, but I forgot the name of the person that they were talking about. They went into Nicolas Cage being the nephew of Coppola.
Yeah. Well, the head of Paramount told the directors that Marlon Brando would never appear in a Paramount picture, so they didn't like them. And the studio pushed the director to cast Laurence Olivier as Vito before eventually agreeing to go after Brando after seeing the actor's screen test. So they're going like, hey, you know, make an offer, you can't refuse. They liked that. They figured he was really it, you know, once they, especially when they put the cheek stuff in them and,
He really looked at it, and he looked the part, really. Now,
it worked out.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. And my favorite line, do you have a favorite line from the movie? I don't know if you've seen it or not.
Right? I have seen it. It's been a long time.
All right. Leave the gun, take the cannoli. That's a good one, right?
That is a good one, yep.
Clemenza. And by the way, that was an ad lib. That was an ad lib thing. I guess the cannoli part was not actually part of the script there. Hang on just a minute, okay? We're going to send you to Diner 62, and you can go there and maybe have a little Chianti on the side. I don't know.
You can act like a man!
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Is this how you turn out a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman? What can I do? What can I do?
I love that scene. What do you think they would do to a movie like that that had someone, you could act like a man? Well, I can't act like a man because I can't define a man. I'm not a biologist, but I digress, okay?